By now, most everyone has heard of or at least viewed a TED Talk. Here's some background. TED was founded in 1984 as a conference, which has been held each year since 1990. TED Talks focus on everything from science and culture to academic topics. Since 2006, TED Talks have been offered for free viewing, and TED Talks have been viewed more than 500 million times. I'm sure that number is even more because that came from 2011. And TEDx Boise will be happening next Saturday, May 5th. Today, we are lucky enough to have one of next weekend's speakers join us in studio, Brian Fretwell. Brian's talk is titled, What a 15-Year-Old Meth Addict Taught Me About Leadership. Brian, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I'd like to start with the focus of your talk, centering around the interactions that you had with a teenager, correct, while you were working at a chemical addictions unit of a juvenile detention center.
Yeah, it was a... the whole talk is based on a story and a number of interactions that we're trying to kind of make one salient story. But it came from when I first got introduced to TEDx Boise by Nancy Buffington. I actually had no desire to do a TED Talk. And I was kind of in this like, well, yes, everybody talks about TED, but I'm not really interested. And I was at a Professional Speakers Association meeting, and she was giving a presentation. And she said something. She said, if you had 20 minutes to give one talk that you is the only thing you would be remembered by, what would that talk be? And I was kind of half listening, half not. And when she said it, I just literally wrote it down. Like, I knew exactly what the talk would be. And it sort of shifted in my head like, oh, this is what this is about. And so that kind of started the whole process.
And so we know what the title is, but it really is more about the idea of leadership.
Yeah. It's really I'm just thinking through how to do it with not giving away the farm.
I know you can't give the whole story away. I know.
Yeah, but I'm so I spend most of my life doing leadership consulting. I teach the neuroscience of leadership literally all around the world, and we have these certain kind of definitions or ways we look at leadership that are sort of archaic, right? Very authoritarian, top down. And we kind of approach it as individuals. We all want to be the leader. And the talk is really focused about how that desire and how my desire when I was first teaching in a juvenile corrections facility to be the leader or to be the hero, I wanted to save these kids. And it was actually that thought that was very much getting in my way and limiting their potential. And so the talk is really centered around, you know, how to shift what it means to shift that focus, where that sort of comes from, and then what it allows when it does happen. Yeah.
So it's so interesting that our last segment talked about anxiety and talked about mindfulness, because is that something that with the leadership that you do going out around the world speaking about being a better leader – we are hearing more about you need to be a more mindful leader. Is that part of this concept?
Yeah, very much. It's funny you bring that up. My wife and I chat about it all the time because she's a counselor with a background in mindfulness, and we joke that. So, for instance, last week I was at a coal mine in Duluth, Minnesota, teaching a bunch of operators what we call box breathing or 5x5 breathing, like how to – for stress management, but also as a leader, if I don't have that part of my brain sort of focused and calm, and then I don't have access to the part that's going to make better decisions. And so, yeah, you see it. I mean, I get to see it in coal mines or nuclear sites and places where, you know, those guys have said, oh, yeah, I had a feeling once and I drank it away, right? And then you get in there and teach
you
them.
You need to feel that feeling.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's pretty fun.
So tell us about the mentor you talk about in the talk and how that did open your eyes to other ideas of leadership. I know, without giving away the whole story.
Yeah, no. So it's the only real name I use in the speech, and the guy's name is Sal, and I picture him in my head. He's since retired. I actually haven't been in touch. I don't know that I've talked to him since I left, which was well over 13 years ago. But Sal was kind of an indirect mentor of mine in there, just a short Hispanic guy, really unassuming. But his approach to getting me to change my behavior when I was super headstrong, thought I knew everything. I was a brand new teacher getting my master's degree. So I thought I knew everything about everything. And so he actually applied the process that he was trying to get me to apply. And so I got to learn through experience with him. Yeah.
We're speaking with Brian Fretwell. He is an upcoming speaker at this year's TEDx Boise, which comes up on May 5th. We'd like to hear from you. You can contact us through email at idahomatters@boisestate.edu, on Twitter at KBSX91.5, or on our Facebook page, Boise State Public Radio. Brian, I'd like to talk more specifically about the process of becoming a TEDx speaker. I know you said, you know, you never wanted to do something like this. And I think part of that is I think most people think, well, I don't have a story to tell.
Yeah, yeah. And what's interesting is even the story I wrote down has changed phenomenally. I mean, I didn't have the word leadership in it when I first approached. But the process, so after I'd written that story, they have an application that you do. I think it's sometime in October. So you do that written online, and then you wait a month, and they say, okay, you're one of the early finalists. And then you have to go and do a five-minute presentation to the board, which I still don't know why they picked me after that presentation because it was horrendous. You have a concept, right? And not really sure how to communicate the concept, as I wasn't. But I think the board did a really good job of saying, okay, here's what we think it is, and sharing that, and then you're accepted. But that's when it starts, because you have five coaching sessions after that, and their coaches, Nancy and Kirsten, Kirsten Holgram, Nancy Buffington, amazing coaches. My experience has been I've went to places in this talk that I didn't know were there. Yeah.
Let's talk about that, because it is a process and it is a commitment when you say yes to becoming a TED Talk speaker.
Yeah, it was more than – so when she said that, the one speech in your life, you kind of – okay, here's the speech. But the closer it's gotten, and each time I do coaching, Kirsten kind of pushes me like, okay, what does it really mean? Like, what's underneath that? And I was like, I already wrote it once. We're done. I just have to memorize it, right? But we go and kind of refine it. And as it's getting closer – like that idea of what if we deliver this like it is the most important speech I've ever given, and there's an excitement to that. There's a for me, I speak week in and week out, and to think.
But
of
is this different?
It's way different. It's so I'm already nervous, and I am not nervous talking in front of everybody. My wife says everybody's my friend. I have no problem on a stage in front of people, and I think about this, adding that other piece of like, okay, what if, like, this is the talk? And that's sort of self-driven, but it's also through this process of them really pushing into the talk, it sort of comes out, and I think that's a natural part. So I can't speak for any of the other speakers, but I'm real excited for next week, and I'm, for me, delivering in a way that I'm a little bit afraid of. And I think that's what she's helped create for me is a talk that I'm a little bit intimidated by.
Good space to be in, though. Brian Fretwell, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. Brian will be delivering his TED Talks at TEDx Boise next Saturday, May 5th. The talk is entitled, What a 15-Year-Old Meth Addict Taught Me About Leadership. We will link the TEDx Boise website to our website so you can get all the information you need.